Hello, and welcome to Dungeon Stories episode 55.
Woo!
Here at the top of the show, we would like to take a minute to shout out some of our friends, like Sword Coast Soundscapes, who make awesome ambient noise for your tabletop role-playing games. They're on YouTube and for free. They're cool. They do a wide variety of noises and sounds. And then also, on your Amazon Alexa, you can download the Fantasy RPG music skill, which is also free and royalty-free. And there's a list of different settings, different environments that you can choose. And they have music that plays with little bits of ambient noise kind of sprinkled in to really set the mood. So we're using the Sword Coast Soundscapes, Icy Storm, parentheses, Northern Wastes, close parentheses.
Ooh, very appropriate. Yeah.
And we're using the Dark Forest music from Fantasy RPG Music. Yeah, we use them in tandem, and it's like we're in another world.
It's super good.
It's crazy.
Okay. Minus the people staring at us through the windows.
True, I like to pretend that the university fades away around us, but we're not that lucky.
I actually never look at my character sheet, I just play eyes closed.
Yup. It's like memorized.
Basically, like Eva says, I'm gonna jump over this gap, and then we have her jump in real life.
Yeah.
And that determines how well it happens.
Yeah,
in game.
Probability checks nothing. I do everything.
Eva doesn't roll dice at all during the game.
She just buys them for no reason.
I just like click clack sales.
Click click.
Anyway, who are our other friends? Do we have any?
I think that.
We'd like to say thank you.
D&D
I was gonna say in an official capacity, but even that is not an official capacity. That's just more of an obligatory capacity.
Yeah.
Because we use their services.
Makes sense.
But we'd also like to say thank you to D&D Beyond and Hero Forge. D&D Beyond just did this really cool thing with their encounter builder, where you can actually like run the encounter now, so it will track initiative for you and keep track of how many rounds it passed by.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, because it's in alpha now, right? Not beta anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's super rad. I'm stoked to use that. I haven't used it yet.
We don't need my initiative trackers
anymore.
But we do
have
For you guys. Yeah, no, we're totally going to keep using these.
Cool.
These are awesome. But this is just, it makes it easier so I don't have to write down, scribble in my notes. And then I don't have to keep track of how many rounds it's been because it'll do that for me. So I can tell you it's been a minute your spell is up.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really cool. So check that out. Because it's super neat. With that, my name is Norin, and I'm your Dungeon Master.
I'm Eva. I play Ashton, a human paladin of the Heroism. We also really like Hero Forge, who created all our minions for us.
I said D&D Beyond and Hero Forge, and then I focused in on D&D Beyond because of everything.
Hero Forge is also really cool.
It's fine, just don't trust me at all.
I don't, DM.
It's not like I haven't done this for 55 episodes
or
anything.
We gotta be careful, we're gonna die real quick.
Okay, I'm Courtney, and I play Ave, a wood elf circle of the shepherd, Drew.
My name is Jade.
And it's not the
I play Dimitri, currently going by Libby in the Feywild.
For reasons.
For reasons.
AKA.
Not law school or anything. Not signing contracts. Life domain cleric. Yeah.
My name is Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid. Yeah.
Resident ball of the Summer Core
expert. Yeah, the Summer Core bitches.
I love that ability.
My name is Bailey, and I play Briar.
We all have our areas.
Nice.
More of a raven whisperer than a snake.
That's okay.
Doesn't Noodles just automatically listen to you?
Yeah.
You're like, I can talk to animals. Noodles.
Animal, like, correct, like a star asterisk, and then, like, underneath on the bottom of the page, Noodles.
Okay, anyway, what happened last time on
Dungeon Stories? Well, Eva, thank you so much for asking.
Oh my god. You guys' like combo intros are ridiculous.
Well, she's realized that I can't make good segues on my own, so she has to do it for me.
I love it.
Eva, Last time that we played, the Revengers took a short rest to recuperate before windwalking toward the Eladrin who had taken Reese prisoner. Upon arriving at the sleigh, Ave created a wall of stone preventing the sleigh from escaping. The Revengers battled, but the Eladrin proved to be tougher foes than anticipated. As the fight progressed, the Revengers took quite a beating, and then Dimitri called upon his divine intervention, which Antaeus answered, sending one of his lieutenants, a Solar, to aid in the battle. With the Solar's help, the Revengers were able to defeat the Eladrin. Reese informed them that the box was sealed with an anti-magic form of protection, preventing him from face stepping out and preventing any spells from entering within. The only one capable of freeing him would be the Queen of Air and Darkness herself. After debating how best to transport Reese in his box, the Revengers made their way northwards towards the mountains in which the castle of the Queen of Air and Darkness resides.
It's real fucked up, man. It's real fucked up.
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? His coffin, his captivity, his enclosure.
Anyway, problems again with the fucking internet? I'm gonna lose it, you guys.
I don't know why you continually have problems when, like, we don't. Like, the internet here is fine for my laptop.
It's garbage.
So it's weird.
It might just
like
be my laptop is also garbage.
I mean,
okay.
Also, university Wi-Fi in general is garbage, but...
Anything else, Lauren? We all caught up?
That was the recap.
Let's get into it.
So the idea was that you guys were traveling.
So what's the plan?
So I think we left off correctly, zooming. And then after an hour, I told Daryl to land and put down the box.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were going to, like, stop.
So I think, I think if we're picking up right, like, if we're going to say we did a time jump, I think probably right when Daryl is...
Well, Ave and I were going to...
we were all going to
rest for 4 hours, and then we were going to go ahead with the box.
Okay.
And then you guys were gonna follow.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the plan?
And get ahead of us.
What the? Oh my god. I thought that was like, where it's like, oh, this appears in the air.
It does, but it's just me.
Okay. Let's.
So we've landed.
Yeah. Let's land.
Okay. Dimitri is gonna go up to. So we're resting.
Okay. Hold on.
DM, what's happening?
Yeah.
You tell me what happened.
So I think we followed Daryl for an hour.
We were getting ready to.
Oh, we haven't turned into clouds yet. Okay.
No, we were just discussing.
Right, so you can't carry the box if you're clouds, so the idea is that...
Daryl was going to carry it for an hour,
and then we were going to stop.
And you're resting in his arms.
I was asleep in his arms.
Well,
right, he had the box under one arm, you in the other.
Yeah.
And he's flying, so...
This is what obviously...
You have to fly slow as clouds to keep up with him, because he can't fly as fast as clouds.
Yeah, he's there for like...
And then we're
going to
rest for 4 hours and go ahead.
For 3 hours for Ave. Hopefully we need 3 hours. Unless you wanted a full rest as well. Then I would stay in Daryl's arms.
I mean,
I would also turn into a clown.
I guess I could maybe sleep on your back.
Oh my god. Let's just
probably.
Like 3 hours, 4 hours is not going
to
make
a difference. Can I tie myself to her and like sleep for...
Is that feasible?
An extra hour?
Could she
tie herself to... Wait,
well,
so
well,
like...
Well, fell off!
A long rest, I think, has to be uninterrupted the whole 4 hours.
Yeah, but you were gonna do the same thing, right?
Well, he was just gonna set me down and I could keep sleeping. You would have to wake up, get on top of me.
And how long can you fly?
6 hours.
I guess I could just take a full long rest on your bed.
You could, if you wanted.
Okay, let's get through with the first part of this.
Okay.
Okay, so the plan as of right now is that I guess Ave is going to stay in Daryl's arms and everybody else is going to be clouds. Daryl's going to carry Ave and the box for 1 hour and then we're going to uncloud and like make camp.
Around a sleeping Ave.
Yes, I'm going to continue to meditate in like my trance.
Well, you can like, okay, it's time to like move from there. Because long rest, you can, like, if you wake up for your
I thought they
watch.
Had to be uninterrupted.
Well, I guess we have, in the past, we've done fights in the middle of, and then we
I don't know,
finish our
long
rest after.
You, I
can
mean...
Can you wake up during it and then continue it?
I think just the act of him setting you down is not going to interrupt your rest.
Okay. So we'll start, I guess. naked an hour following?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. So I guess, when we settle down, Dimitri will run up to Abe.
I'm
fucking misty.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And then I'll start making a fire. How do we... Is there wood anywhere?
Well, we're also in like a very cold
We can't
place.
Make a fire because it's just going to go out.
So let's just,
yeah.
We have our things
that
keep us warm. We don't need a fire, so let's just
go.
We've got
one.
Okay.
So we're
sleeping.
Okay, so Daryl lands, deposits Abe, and returns to the ring.
Not a fucking check, Norman.
And Abe's dead.
Okay. So, you're resting,
Well, I think maybe you guys should talk about the plan.
Okay. I guess that while they're resting, we'll just keep an eye out for anything coming. I'll do that.
Okay. Go ahead and make a perception check.
Okay.
Ashton?
And I have to do something.
16,
or
19.
19.
I thought you were about
60. Has a plus, like, 70 to the perception.
Yeah, as far as you can tell, over the time, like, the course of the remaining 3 hours for Ave's rest, nothing seems to be, like, immediately coming in your direction, but the longer that you guys kind of, like, sit here, the more that you can kind of feel the Fae, like, impacting you, and kind of the ways that you think. You find yourselves kind of making snap judgments about things that are brought up, like...
So our minds are being affected,
slightly.
Okay.
So it's not like a roll to see if you can think of things. They're like, you can just feel it.
Yeah, like at the moment it's not enough to like change anything as far as like right now, but you can feel it starting to kind of like weigh on you. Like the kind of rapidity of the Feywild is starting to kind of sink in.
Do we feel Ashton's dumb, so he wouldn't feel this, but is there any way to feel like if we stay here do we feel like this is gonna become more pronounced?
It's probably safe to assume, especially those of you that have been in the Feywild or in the Shadowfell, you know that the Shadowfell's weight on you kind of accumulated, so it stands to reason this would have a similar...
So it's not that we're being affected, like... magically, it's more of like an reaction, like we're feeling exhausted or tired.
It's kind of just like the Feywild is a place of kind of, it's comprised of overwhelming like magic and overwhelming emotions, and that's just kind of like if you are like, you know how if you're at a really loud concert and you're kind of standing there for a while, eventually like, yeah, at first it's really loud and your ears are kind of like, they kind of hurt a little bit, but eventually they slowly like adapt to it, and then when you leave the concert, everything else is dulled, and you can only hear like the loud super well, and the quiet is kind of dulled out. That's kind of how the Feywild works. Like at first, you're used to being able to have emotions be a little more subtle than this, but you're kind of being bombarded by so much that your ability to like sense and feel on like this. A slighter level is being like doled out, and it's starting to be only the really loud stuff that you're able to pick up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So while they're sleeping, then Dimitri will look, I guess, at what are Briar and Ashton both doing. So you're looking out.
I'd like to use my divine sense to see if there's any Celestial Fiend or Undead within 60 feet. Like, I'd probably just do that once.
Celestial Fiend or Undead, you wouldn't pick up on anything else.
Okay.
So, let me try to make his way over. Sit down. I don't think splitting up is a good idea. I just...
Wait, who are you saying this to?
I'm talking to Ash.
The rest of us are asleep.
Yeah. I feel like... The more and more I think about it, it seems like a bad idea, you know? Like, I can't... What if they get hurt? Or what if we get separate? What if we can't find them? What if, like, you know, it just seems like a bad idea.
I guess I haven't really thought about that. I mean, you're right, they could get hurt, and I know Ave has some healing abilities, and I know Elena has a tiny bit, but...
2 points of healing.
I mean, I guess you're obviously the main healer of the group, and I have some healing abilities, too, so I guess... Yeah, I think you're probably right. Splitting up doesn't seem to be the best idea. Why don't you bring it up to them?
I'm gonna look at Elena.
When you guys meditate, do your eyes close? Or are you just like...
And, we remain in a semi-conscious state.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's terrifying.
We're like a Gandalf.
That's honestly the worst thing I could ever imagine.
I mean, Ave closes her eyes.
Glowing.
I close my eyes.
But they remain asleep.
It's
sometimes
not like asleep. It's
trance. Elena likes to sleep, but she doesn't have to.
Yeah, we remain semi-conscious, so I think we would rely on our passive perceptions to like notice stuff. But
I'll look at like Elena in the back. Elena doesn't. When Elena kind of sets her mind to things, she's not good at playing with others.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that a little bit.
Look, you thought to yourself.
I mean, like...
This place seems to be, like... I don't know. It's making it hard to, like, think clearly for me. Which, you know, is not new to me. But... It's making it, I think, even more difficult.
It's weird that you said that because I also have noticed, like, I am, like, normally I'm kind of, like, revved up and ready to go, but, like, lately my reactions have been, I don't know, like, I mean, even just in the hour that we took flying, like, I just feel stressed and kind of nervous, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, and, like... No, I get what you're saying, and I think maybe she hasn't been... This is where she's from, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't really talk about her past much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she doesn't seem... I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but she doesn't seem to really be to like it here.
Yeah, and she has... I think she's been gone for a long time, so maybe it's affecting her too. And this is her friend that's in danger, and that could be affecting her judgment as well.
No, this seems pretty Elena, to be honest. I mean, you weren't with us, but, I mean, granted, I also agreed, but we may have abandoned a strong word. We may have gone our own course as far as awakening, like, old gods in the past. So, I mean, like, this isn't, like, as much as I'd like to say that, like, maybe the Feywild is affecting her, I mean, she's pretty... When she decides she's going to do something, she kind of goes her own way.
You, like, woke up gods?
Well, I mean... I'm not really sure what happened, to be honest, because... Well, so we have this friend named Lyle, and,
He sounds very handsome and interesting.
Classic.
Well, Ashley doesn't say that.
He was handsome. I don't know about that.
He wasn't that interested.
I mean, he ate dirt.
I mean, he's a prince. He's a prince, but, like, so am I, so that's not bad.
I mean, let's be real. It wasn't that cool. I'm not really sure. Our friend Lyle was the one who kind of went in. All I know is that he kind of came out from this portal, I think, into another realm, and promised that basically the sky and the earth was going to open up and rain, like, godlike fury.
Oh.
And, like, stuff like that hadn't happened before, so I think, like, the idea was, like, we were waking them up. They weren't really helping before. Whatever he did in there, he persuaded them.
Well, this Lyle, he sounds very charismatic, obviously, because he's getting persuaded for jobs. But, if this is on par for Elena, maybe, like, we should bring it up? Because the splitting up, I didn't think about it initially. There was a lot going on. But it seems like a really bad idea. And if something happens, like,
sorry.
Jesus
sorry.
Christ, that scared
sorry.
The shit out of
sorry.
Me.
Sorry, sorry.
If something happens, we aren't from here. This place makes me very uncomfortable. I think that it's probably best for us to stay with the person that's from here and also to keep her and Reese safe. We don't want anything to happen to them and we don't want anything to happen to Ave either.
Yeah, maybe we can bring it up.
Do you want to or do you want me to?
You can bring it up. I think you bringing it up is safer, better.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, should we? I feel like Elena's the type of person that doesn't like being woken up, so maybe we should wait till after she wakes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Should we go talk to Briar? Should we, like, wake Briar
well,
up?
So Briar's sleeping.
No, but, like, we could wake her up. She probably wouldn't like it either.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, do people in the group do that? Is that just a her thing?
Gag themselves?
Yeah. No, like, in the group. Like, not in general.
Depends on the context.
Helena wakes up specifically to say that.
No, she's meditating in her sleep.
Depends on the context.
Depends on the context.
I don't think...
Briar's just a mystery, man.
I'm trying to think.
She's an enigma.
Which none of us have asked questions about yet. We're like, she gags herself. Alright.
That seems about right.
Briar talked about it a little bit.
I think Elena kind of...
Yeah, Briar talked about it at breakfast.
Kind of inferred what was happening and was like, oh, I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe we should let her sleep. It's been, honestly, it's been like a huge rough moment.
We'll let everyone sleep. I'm gonna keep looking out for Noodles.
I keep forgetting to mention, but we don't have to take watch because of Noodles.
But
well, we don't
really
know
trust
that.
The bird's perception. Yeah, I'll keep an eye
not
out.
Not Frumpkin.
Liam O'Brien manifests and punches Bailey in the face. What the fuck you say?
There's a tweet from Liam O'Brien that's like, don't listen to
Captain
Story.
Oh,
you're
fucking
a critter.
Horrible.
Fuck you, Bailey.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out. It's going to be okay.
You need to get a long rest.
I can stay and I'll help you keep watch.
Yeah. Maybe, like, we'll trade off, so I'll go to sleep after, like, a couple hours.
Okay.
You do it. Okay.
Yeah. While we are... So I'll stay up for, like, a few more minutes, but I want to try and, do a medicine check on Ashton. I'm trying, like, because I feel kind of, like, the effects of the Feywild, I'm trying to see... how maybe it's, like, physically affecting us. Like, if we... I know that we're tired and everything, but I'm trying to see if, like, maybe, like, the anxiety we're feeling or something shows, like... If it's maybe more... I'm trying to figure out how dangerous it is,
I guess. Make an arcana check.
Yeah.
You want Ashton to help? He's pretty good at arcana.
How do you help someone at arcana?
No.
Just,
six.
I'm fucking around. He has negative one.
Yeah, it's six.
Elena has told you it's pretty dangerous a few times.
So. I'm gonna go and I'll just lay down.
Okay, after like hour and a half, I'll go and switch off.
So I think at that time, towards the end of Dimitri's watch, I guess.
So the beginning of mine?
Yeah, if you were being woken up to take one.
I just was going to wait probably the two... Because I was probably going to bring... Yeah. So, no, I don't wake anyone up. I wait until... Well, actually, I'll wait and see. Sorry, you were talking.
Okay, well, an hour and a half of Ashton's watch, hour and a half later, that's the remaining 3 hours for Ave's long rest. So Ave wakes up.
Ave.
Yeah.
Like, ask you to
come sit. Come sit with you. What's up?
Are you sure it's a good idea to split...
I think that it's never gonna
fit
to split the party.
Ave. Make a charisma saving throw. At advantage.
What?
Charisma.
I need to roll that. I dropped it.
Charisma saving throw at advantage.
Excuse me?
She
dirty
20. Slept and woke up.
Okay.
Didn't
you
do that already
though? As you,
not out
you
in
took
the
a,
wild.
You took a, sh- yeah, you slept in the
you slept
town,
in the city.
And then you took a
but
short
but now we're
rest.
Out in the wild, and
yeah.
So I think when everybody wakes up, we're all gonna make throws. Dirty 20, though.
Dirty 20, yeah, you, again, you kind of have that sensation of the Feywild kind of weighing on you and your emotions, but you're able to, like, maintain your composure. Your, like, natural Fey ancestry from being a Wood Elf kind of helps give a little bit more of a natural resistance to that. You can continue.
I think that it's never a good idea to split the party, but Elena is clearly hurting right now, and I know what it's like to have someone you love be in danger, and I'm not sure if how she is thinking right now is completely rational, but I do think that we should respect whatever decision that she makes. In this instance, I'm just going to defer to whatever she thinks is best. She's spent the most time with Feywild. I've only been here once or twice before. I think whatever she thinks is best, we just have to trust in.
Okay. I'm going to go try and get some more sleep.
Sure.
Go over and lay down.
I'll go shake Elena's shoulder. Also,
Elena has an hour until her long rest is over. Did you want to wait for that hour to be over?
Oh, we agreed that she
was. I thought she was just gonna finish while riding me so we could get a start. Like, as
I'm
people.
Okay, that's fine, as long as it's like just enough to like reposition her on top of your
can
back.
I not say anything to her? Like, like a sentence or two?
I mean, that's probably fine. But what I'm saying is, like, she can't be awake for too long, otherwise
yeah.
The long rest
sure.
Has to restart.
I'll shake her shoulder. I'm ready to go now. Also, I realized after I woke up that I can actually be a giant eagle for 24 hours. Not four. So, we can go as long as you want.
I don't want you to become exhausted, so we should just go as far as we can, and then when... Because we want them to kind of stay with us, right? Like, as clouds...
They'll catch up to
right,
us,
like,
yeah.
So we don't want to go, like, too far ahead.
Okay.
But yeah, that,
just let me know whenever you want to land, and we can do that.
I'm gonna... Whenever she changes,
yeah,
I'm gonna
change.
Tie myself with, like, rope on.
Make a survival check.
Oh, God.
Oh no, oh my god. We should just like get a saddle. A magic saddle that changes shape based on what Ave is.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be really cool.
I'm gonna use luck.
Talk to Nemo about it.
Ave takes
yeah.
Off and then no way.
out of her shock, she also drops the box.
There's a little mushroom pot of snow.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, fly all crazy. Like, I'm going to try to keep
a... Do a barrel roll!
So that she won't, like, fall.
That's an 11.
Okay. I have for...
You've tied an average knot.
Okay.
If you want, like, that.
Yeah, you're like, laying with your stomach on her, like, tying the knot behind your back. You kind of pull close. It's like, does anyone else have trouble tying an apron behind their back?
Or
is that just
me?
Is that not a relatable struggle?
Do you wear
helmets
frequently?
Well, what I do is...
When I worked at the printing press, I wore aprons every time I worked when I worked at the printing press.
And you just struggled every day?
You just, like, tie.
If ones with long strings weren't there that I could use to wrap around and tie in the front of me.
Oh, that's what I do.
Yeah.
You tie it.
They didn't have long enough strings.
I was fine with it, but Elena might not be. Who knows?
Wow, I really thought that would be more relatable.
I understand you, Lauren.
Hold on, we have to pause tonight's game while I do some self-introspection.
It's really not that difficult, Lauren.
That's why.
I am a broken man.
I mean, if she remains semi-conscious while she's asleep, I feel like she can kind of hold on.
Well, I feel like I'd be more quick to be aware if I was falling.
It's true. Yeah. You are in a semi-conscious state, that you can still, like, grab. Yeah, and like I said, 11 is an average knot.
And, like, if I was falling, I feel like I would be, like, it wouldn't be, like, too late to realize it. Like,
yeah, and Ollie would just, like, let you fall. Like,
yeah, I think like that. You're not in, like, immediate danger.
I'm gonna try to fly, like, as steadily as possible.
Sure.
Is anyone gonna, like, no, never mind.
You guys know the plan.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I think you're already tied and flying. I mean, you did it.
Well, I'm,
just
gonna... You guys know the plan.
I guess.
You're supposed to just travel, like, in clouds.
Yeah, I guess we just stay asleep.
We're all asleep.
Well,
yeah, you'll wake up and you can... And you can also travel way faster than us.
So, we're gonna sleep for 8 hours.
You guys can literally travel way faster than us, so you guys can get ahead of us.
I tried to calculate it, but I definitely did it wrong. And so I don't know how to do it.
I'll give more math on the podcast.
Yeah, we're...
Some weekend math.
I know, I was like, we could travel two miles in 7 days. So I was like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
She totally walked 2 miles.
Professor Susan got it.
So I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I did something wrong.
Okay.
So, Ave, you wild shape polymorph? What's
wild shape. I didn't
wild
think
shape.
That I could wild shape into a giant eagle, but I actually can, and I can wild shape for 6 hours at a time.
Okay.
And I have two uses of it, which would take me to 12 hours, and I could also polymorph 6 times, which lasts an hour.
Damn. That's, I'm just going to trust
so
you.
So,
18
hours.
You don't need to explain it. You don't need to explain it. I trust you.
I can actually go 18 hours.
Sounds like a fair amount of time.
But
so you
wild shape
kind of walk forward, hold your arms out, and they grow feathers and enlarge as your legs. I don't know. How do you describe it? Never mind.
You turn into
a giant
eagle. Yeah.
I was trying to describe it, and then I started thinking about the logistics of it, and I was like, oh, that's gross.
A little gross.
From your knee, there's two claws.
I just become an eagle, and it's cool, actually.
Especially the way your legs bend as a, like, bird. Like,
oh, yeah. You're hearing some, like, bones break
and
grow.
Like, an
Ave
eagle hybrid.
Like, what's his fucking Moana when he's, like, part shark and
part Maui.
Elena climbs onto your back. Takes the rope and kind of, like, slings it under you and ties it around her back. You kind of flap up, pick up the box in your talons, and fly off. How high above the ground are you?
What is the range? What did the Eladrin have? Did they have longbows or shortbows?
They had longbows.
And that's an 80.
It's like 120 to 300.
If someone shoots at me with a longbow, I want it to be at disadvantage.
So
like 130 feet up.
Okay.
Which isn't too high.
It's pretty high.
It's pretty high.
It's fine.
It's lots of, like, a mile.
And I know you can't, like...
It'd be 13d6 fall damage.
Right? But I want to remain aware of Elena, and if it feels like she's starting to, like, slip or if she falls. Like, I want to keep my perception on her real high so that I can be aware of it and maybe do something before she
It's only an hour that I'll have to do it. You'll have to do that.
So. Well, I want to do that even when you're awake, though, because what are you going to do if you fall? Can you fly?
No.
Even when she's awake, I want to remain aware of her.
Okay, so that'll probably slow your travel pace just a bit. If you're traveling at a fast pace, it's going to be a minus 5 to your passive perception scores.
Okay, I'm still perceptive as fuck, so I'll take it.
Okay. So you just want to...
I want to remain acutely aware of her, and I want to kind of watch the ground and make sure nothing, like, super dangerous looks like it's going to get us. Okay. And then we're 130 feet near, so...
Okay. Sure. So, Elena, as you wake up after the hour, go ahead and make a charisma saving throw at advantage.
Oh,
shit.
It's a natural
19
and
a
natural
18.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
18. 18. 18 is enough. You managed
That's
to
so
kind
real
of...
fucking good.
Again, you're from here. You're kind of adapted, though it's been a while. You still have kind of a natural adaptation to resisting this kind of influence that the arcane nature of the Feywild carries with it. But you guys are flying across the snowy wastes of the Gloaming Court. The terrain kind of is shifting beneath you. And so as you guys leave, everyone else is... You guys are, what, like an hour into your rest by the time that they leave? Is that what we were at? By the time that you went to bed...
I was 4 hours into my rest.
She'd woken up. You were 4, but you had just got to bed an hour and a half ago, and Libby had just started...
So let's just base it off his,
because
we're not gonna split up.
Leave without Libby, yeah.
Hi, Libby.
Yeah, so you'll end up being 8 hours ahead of them by the time that they wake up.
But they can move more than
they can move
double.
Way faster than we can.
Yeah.
So we'll be
able to catch up.
They'll catch up in a few hours.
Yeah. So as you two are traveling along. There's a part where the snowy, kind of rolling, mountainous landscape shifts to being a sheet of solid ice underneath you. It is just mirror-like. You can see, it's like looking into a mirror. You see yourself reflected perfectly on the ice.
Weird.
I need both of you to make...
I'm not gonna look at it.
I need both of you to make a charisma saving throw.
God damn it.
Advantage?
Yeah, do we get advantage?
Technically advantage, yes.
Okay.
Oh, screw the Jesus. Huh. Oh, shit!
God, I feel so bad.
You have
I'm
luck.
Carrying
have luck.
Oh, shit,
have
I have luck too. I'm gonna use
Wait,
luck.
Did I get a full rest then?
Yeah, full long rest. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna use luck. Thanks
I think I'm gonna
me.
Use luck too. Oh, shit!
Flying over this mirror-like ice, your reflections catch your eyes.
No, I said I wasn't gonna look before you made us roll.
No.
No, you bastard.
You're pulled to it.
It's a magic effect that you were unable to resist. You begin to hear voices in your head.
Oh wait, would I use the eagle's charisma? It's
no,
worse.
Your physical stats.
It's
or
worse.
Your mental stats say the same.
Oh, okay.
Elena, you hear a voice in your head that says, "Aiden's mind is not his own. I can cleanse him. I can turn him back to normal. Follow me. Come to me."
Oh God.
And Ave.
Jump off my back.
You hear a voice in your head that says, "You and Lorelai can have a safe, normal life. Follow me. The world will be safe in your absence. I can make it so."
That sounds real good.
Ave, you find yourself coming towards the ground.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like seeing someone else now.
She replies to the box.
Oh my god, I love Elena so much.
But yes.
Oh Jesus.
Like that would be nice, but also like.
Did I get to say anything?
I don't know.
Abby, you approach the ice.
Oh god.
Drop Reese's box.
Oh, really?
And then revert into Abe. And begin walking. Elena, you follow her.
I fucking told all of you, don't split the fucking party. Jesus Christ, I'm pissed.
It wasn't me. You guys would have also.
Is Reese just like.
I was just gonna ask, is Reese like, hey, what's happening? Are you guys okay?
Probably.
He's like sliding you guys, my ass.
If he is, you can't hear.
Oh, God.
As your reflections are in front of you, like shadows if the light was directly behind you, so you can see your full reflection stretched out in front of you. And as you're walking, like, toward your reflection, they're just kind of, like, repeating this over and over again in your head.
Please. Oh, God.
No. I feel so bad.
I feel, like, very out of control.
Well, what would have happened if obviously Angelina did it? Was she just going to fucking, like, jump?
But then hopefully you could save me.
Oh my god, it's like Paris Siren. Oh, really? Is not good.
Yeah, it would have been if you had more.
Dude, I don't even know. I don't know if it'd be possible for me to save on that.
Behind. Let's leave the guy who gives us +4 behind.
I don't know if I could save on that. Like, I don't know if it'd be possible. I have to subtract, so I'm just saying. I'd have to roll really fucking high. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anyway, sorry. Okay.
So. You guys are walking.
Oh god.
Just following your reflections. You are walking on this mirror-like ice for enough time where if you had felt like turning back, you wouldn't see the box anymore.
Oh no.
It's been a couple of hours.
How long into this?
I'll say
flying. Like, how far
into
our rest?
You guys come along, you just see the box, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This was about 4 hours into their flight. Okay. So, plus another 2 hours, it's about been like 6 hours since they left.
Okay, so we're pretty close to waking up. You're probably awake.
I am awake. I'm just sitting here eating slowly.
In the distance, you see?
Noodle's eyes spot.
It's like, oh fuck.
Miles and miles away.
Oh my god.
You will almost be awake.
As you guys are walking, eventually you come to a spot in the ice.
This is the end.
The OG characters, this is why I'm so mad.
Where you see this giant, so there's like a 20-foot diameter circle where there is a face in the ice. You see on the floor of the ice, there are eyes, a mouth, and a nose that's kind of sticking up vertically from the ice, kind of long and pointed.
Gross.
And as you approach, you stop probably like 6 foot shy of the mouth. And the same voice that was in your head will creak out of the mouth, cold and echoey, ancient. And it says, "Ah, oh, welcome to the Feywild, mortals.
What the fuck?
It's been centuries since I've seen creatures from the material plane, or creatures who have visited the material plane. If not by accident, mortals usually come here for specific reasons. I know that each of you has a goal, a desire, and I can help. I am Vunarm, Archfey, Lord of Frost.
Jake, is that you?
No.
my cold is so intense it sweeps across this plane and yours.
This is where this originates from?
I have influence in all places. I can get you what you want. I can get you where you want. Now tell me, mortals, what is it that you desire most in this world?
And they're like charmed, right? So do they have to be honest? Like...
Yeah.
I think I know what Elena wants right now.
Yeah, right now.
What we want. What did you say?
What
we
you want
the
most?
I know what Brian
says. I want to be with Lorelai and know that the world will be safe without me.
I would like to free my best friend from a box.
I love how one was super.
okay.
From a box.
Speaking of.
Where is he?
No. Just kidding. Anyway.
Did he fail his charm?
Go ahead and make the saving throws again.
Hey,
Eva, what dice do I use? This
one that's not gonna fuck up.
Ooh!
That's good.
Did you roll good?
That's an advantage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 18.
Okay, you both, kind of upon hearing this and speaking out loud.
Wait, from a box?
Your desires, you speak these out loud, and the charm kind of loses hold. Your mind kind of becomes your own again. And the voice says, those are easy wishes to achieve.
I look at Elena.
Elena, I can deliver.
Do we remember like dropping the box and getting here, or do we not remember?
Yeah, you remember.
We remember it.
Okay.
I can get you and your friend to where you need to be to make that happen. Ave. I can assure you and Lorelai a safe, unimpeded life.
What? What do you expect?
Oh my god!
In return.
I rolled a natural 20.
As I said, it has been centuries upon centuries since I have seen mortals, creatures from the material plane. All I ask is that one of you stays with me.
Oh, that's it!
That's it, okay.
Elena, I have met very few archfey in my life, and the ones that I have met have not been worth making deals or talking to. We need to go back and get Reese, and then we need to go to the Queen of Air and Darkness.
Yep.
Yep, okay. Let's go. Let's like, turn around. I'm gonna grab her hand and I'm gonna pull her.
Well, I appreciate your offer.
I'm pulling her away.
We're walking away. I must decline.
As I'm pulling her.
You're making a mistake.
Maybe.
I try to block him out of my mind.
Do you realize who you're saying no to?
I can't block. I turn into an eagle. Get up.
Yeah, I hop on.
I'm trying to fly away.
Okay.
As soon as she's on.
Oh.
As you...
rude way to say bye to an archer.
Start flying away. The ground where you were standing begins to crack.
I'm going faster.
And fissure. You see...
I know, we're going to get it.
You see a flood come pouring out of this fissure of these imp-like creatures about 2 feet tall with wings and long pointed nose made of pure ice. About 75 of them in total.
75?
And they begin to chase after you.
I'm gonna dash.
Through the air. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh god!
This is cool though. You could like cut them down from the air on my back. It'll be cool.
Ooh.
going to be doing a chase.
Oh god! This is terrifying.
Now.
I'm just sitting eating grass.
Fuck.
Basically, this is going to play out pretty much like a normal combat. You'll use, on your turn, you have your action, your movement, just like you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
You can dash a number of times equal to 3 plus your constitution modifier. And this is mainly going to be for Ave, since you're riding on her back.
And I'll use the eagle's constitution, right? Because that's a physical stat.
Yeah, you'll use the eagle's constitution. So 3 plus your constitution modifier is the total number of times you can dash. Each additional dash action after that, you're going to make a constitution saving throw or gain a level of exhaustion if you dash beyond that. A participant drops out of the chase if its exhaustion reaches level 5, since your speed becomes 0. You won't be able to make, like, opportunity attacks against these people. And then, at the end of your turn, you're going to roll a d20. Depending what you get will determine what the complication will be for the player behind you. So at the end of your turn, Elena, you'll roll a d20. Depending what you get will affect Ave on her turn.
What I roll will affect them.
Will affect them. And then what they roll will affect Elena. And
oh my god.
For the most part, because these are, since you two are riding on one, there's a chance that the complication might affect both of you.
Oh yeah.
Because
oh,
you
yeah.
are moving at the same speed. That's kind of how we're going to handle this. You two are moving at the same speed.
Fuck you,
Norm.
So.
Oh, I love
man.
You.
I know.
Fuck
you.
Woo! Alright.
So the creatures, the mass of these flying winged icy...
How long did we fly to get here?
We walked for like 2 hours.
We walked for 2 hours, and then how long were we flying before we dropped? How far away are that?
You guys, you had been traveling for 6 hours total by the time that you reached.
Okay, 4 hours flying and
the
2 hours walking.
Yeah. So 2 hours walking is how far Reese is from you.
But it'll be a little faster with flying.
Right. It'll be doubly faster.
He's about, so as you guys were walking for 2 hours, he's about 6 miles away from you. So flying, you'll cover the 6 miles faster than you would walking. So probably closer to an hour to get to him. But, so the creatures are going to start.
What did you say they were, sprites?
Well, they're methods, technically, ice methods.
Oh, ice methods?
So they're starting...
Ice methods?
M-E-P-H-I-T.
60 feet away from you.
Okay.
As you guys are traveling.
80.
So, Elena, there are 75 little, like,
75?
Ice imps chasing after you in this cloud, like, flying in your direction.
So how far from us are they?
60 feet.
60 feet. Would I have an idea of, like, if I cast something, like, fire-related, would it make it? If it's, like, magic? Or, like, does
it...
Would it
turn to ice?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Alexa, ask fantasy music to play Encounter. Alexa, ask fantasy music to play Encounter.
Elena, you just gotta keep them away from me.
Okay.
So would I have any idea about that, or?
Make an arcana check.
Can I make it to looking at these creatures?
Well, she's asking specifically about, like, if she is
six.
Cast at them, would it, like, reach them?
Can I just tell what they are?
On your turn.
That was a six.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Okay, well, I'll try it. I'll cast
I'll pull out Scorchlight and cast the Firebolt cantrip through it.
Okay.
That's a pretty decent range.
Yeah, it's 120 feet. God damn, that was almost an 18. That doesn't hit.
What was it?
Eight
misses. You turn around and send Firebolt out through Scorchlight. As it launches through the air, you see the flames quickly turn blue, and it is just shards of ice streaking up.
Okay. Well, I guess I know what happens. Okay.
Oh,
I have to roll a
d20? Yep, now roll a d20.
It's gonna affect me.
Six.
Okay. So there's kind of a storm that has been brewing in the sky above you as this is happening. As we move into your turn, Ave, go ahead and make an acrobatics check as a bolt of lightning arcs through the sky and you have to kind of like fly to dodge it.
This is so fucking cool in my head.
Jesus. 3d20.
Okay. As this arc of lightning comes streaking down, you kind of like pull up on your side and the lightning like just barely misses you, striking into the ice below.
And I'm like hanging on.
fuck.
Avi, what would you like
to do? I make really scared eagle sounds. That was my action. I'm dashing.
Okay.
That was my action.
What's your speed?
80 or 160 with the dash.
Practice my words. 160.
Yeah.
So 160 plus 60 is
220. I think that's all I could do is equal.
Unless you do an investigation check.
Unless you let me do a perception check or something to see if I know what these creatures are.
Okay, make an arcana check.
Arcana is intelligence, so that's Ave, not the evil.
Yeah.
Correct. I think that's caught.
Yeah, that's definitely caught.
17. 17? You've seen methods before. You guys have fought them before. But not specifically the ice variety of them. But.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would know that these are ice methods, little imp-like tricksters. They're fairly quick, especially flying.
Shit.
We're gonna get you.
We're gonna get you. There's fucking 75 of them, right?
Yeah. So now, Avi, roll a d20.
Roll shit.
Jesus,
sorry.
What is with you today?
She's nervous.
17 times.
Four.
Four. So as they're flying after you, the storm that's coming down, there's like hail and sleet kind of pouring down, and they kind of slam through a portion of hail comes like pouring down on them. So they're gonna take some bludgeoning damage.
Sweet.
And they're all gone.
Eleven points of bludgeoning damage. And they kind of like, you can hear this like cacophony of like howling and shrieking as the ice, the hail is like pelting them as they're flying after you. On their turn, they're going to dash. So they're going to gain 70 feet on you. Which puts it at, so if they were 220, 70, that puts it at 150.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll pull out my oath bow. and shoot a couple rounds at them.
This is really cool.
Seventeen. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, you pierce one of them.
That's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's a dirty 20 to hit on the next one.
Okay.
8 points of damage.
Okay. So you fire two arrows, and they stick, and one of them goes, falls and crashes into the ice. So you've killed one of them.
And there's 75 of them.
Go ahead and make
it. 17 headway.
Roll your d20.
Two.
Two is no hazard.
Oh god.
Avi, it's your turn.
I'm gonna dash.
Okay. 160?
Yep, 160 feet. So we're 310 feet away from them.
Okay, Abe, roll a d20.
17.
No hazard. So nothing happens to them. As their turn begins, they're going to dash after you.
70 feet?
Yeah.
240.
Hear the Archfury's voice roaring behind you. The ice below you erupts in this surge of cold energy that bursts up from below you. Both of you make a dexterity saving throw. Elena at disadvantage since you're on her back.
Good.
Elena, take 54 points of cold damage.
Oh, shit.
Abby, take 27.
Jesus.
As this...
Oh, wait. I'm not evil. I have 26 points of cold.
As the cold damage erupts, Abby begins to plummet to the ground.
Oh, my God.
As Abby.
I can't. She can't.
Were you the same height as you were on the way here? You didn't specify.
You didn't ask. I probably was climbing that high steadily. So I don't know where I was in the climb before I... Because all this happened in like 18 seconds, right? I don't know how high we were able to get.
So you probably would have been able to get like at least 100.
I mean, because I'm not going straight up, but I'm not going straight. I think that's a DM call.
Okay, let's see. So you've traveled 160 feet three times.
Twice. Two dash.
Two two dash, right?
Yeah,
it hasn't been your
turn.
Hasn't been your turn yet.
Yeah.
So that's like 320 feet, right?
Yeah. How high could I have gotten in 320 feet? I mean, especially since I'm not going straight up. Yeah, I'm like steadily climbing.
120.
Sure. Do we have time? Do I have time to react before we hit the ground? My turn's next.
The rules for falling, when you fall, you automatically fall 500 feet, and if you fall further than that, then you fall at a rate of 500 feet every turn.
Jesus. Okay, so we hit the ground before I can do
so
anything.
So you've hit the ground.
Oh god, how much damage is that?
That's 120 feet, so that's 12d6. Take 44 points of fall damage.
Okay,
that's not insta-kill, though, you guys.
Are you unconscious?
No.
You're close, though?
She looks like shit.
So you strike the ground 240 feet away from them. Make dexterity saving throws again. To see if you land prone.
Just a straight roll?
Just a straight roll, yeah. Technically, I think falling
water
specifies that you land prone.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
19.
Okay. Both of you land, kind of roll for a bit, and then pop up on your feet, the adrenaline kind of carrying you. Avi, it's your turn.
Okay, I know what I'm going to do. Elena's right next to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to touch her and cast heal, so you heal 70 points.
Thank you.
And I can... wild shape as a bonus action, I'm pretty sure. I'll double check. Nope, it's an action. That's fine. I'm going to...
Shit. Get up and run.
Yeah, I'm going to run my 40-foot movement speed. 45-foot movement speed. And then my next turn... And I'm going to tell Elena to get ready because I'm turning into an eagle again.
So you move how far?
45 feet.
Get ready!
My whole movement speed.
So
and I'm
dramatic,
like, get ready!
Like,
and I'm like putting my arms out to like get ready to fly.
This is such
I'm
a fucking
again.
Cool image in my head, but also I'm very stressed.
So you haven't turned into one yet, right?
I'm not an eagle yet because my action was healing you.
Okay.
And then, as my bonus action. I'm gonna conjure my bear spirit. which will give us 17 temporary hit points, both of us.
Wait, I thought you used your bonus action to.
Oh,
your whole thing.
I can wild shape as an action, not a bonus action. So my action was to heal you, and then I move.
So 17 temporary?
My bonus action is to give us 17 temporary hit points, an advantage on strength, checks, and saving throws if it comes up. And my next section is going to be to turn into an eagle, so I'm telling you to, like, get up behind me.
Okay.
Or get up next to me, and then you can hold your action to get on me as soon as I'm eagle.
Okay. Ave, roll d20.
This is...
Nine. This is good. We're okay. We'll be alright.
Okay. This one does not affect them because they're flying. So the ice began to like fracture kind of underneath them, causing like a drop off where they would have fallen, but they just continue flying in that direction. They're going to dash towards you guys.
Do you need me to do something?
got a 13. So, Elena, the ice in front of you is thinner than it has been. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit. God damn it. I don't know if I... The 10.
10? The ice shatters under your feet and you fall, kind of catching yourself on the edge. Take 28 points of cold damage as you fall in, and you've caught yourself on the edge, so you're technically prone, so to move, you're going to be using half your movement to get out.
What if I...
That would... Yeah, that would move you the full distance of the face step.
Okay, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to face step out because I was going to do that anyway because I can't catch up to...
I ran too far ahead.
No, it's fine. So I'll face step 30 feet forward, and then so that puts me at 200 feet, right?
Away from them, 15 feet behind me.
Right. So then I'll run the remaining 15 feet to get to Ave and be like ready to hop on when she.
Okay.
And this step is bonus action.
Yeah.
Made your way even with Abe?
Yeah.
Roll a d20.
Five.
No hazard. Abe.
I'm gonna turn into an eagle using my last wild shape.
Oh, cool. So I hop on as soon as she does.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my action, I'm gonna dash.
You used your action to change.
Shit. My movement, I'm gonna move 80 feet. So we're 290 feet away from them.
Yeah, 295.
And we're out of the range of my bear spirit, so we no longer get advantage on strength checks or saving throws, but we still have 100 points.
I've used them anyway already.
That's okay. That's what they're there for. Yeah. That's for you to use.
Roll a d20 on it.
See, this you can roll bad because
18.
It affects them.
And 18.
18. They will... contracted disease from the cold, but they're made of cold, so it doesn't.
What the fuck? That's bullshit!
They're going to dash towards you guys again.
225. Assuming they have still a 70-foot dash.
Yep, that does not change.
Did you mark an extra dash? Yes, I did. Okay. They gotta be getting close to getting tired, right?
This is very much like a video game right now.
I know, I'm like, this is really stressful. I think I'm gonna draw this later though, because this is very cool.
This is cool.
Okay, both of you make a constitution saving throw.
What? God.
I rolled a 16.
I'm gonna use my last block.
Is the DC.
Oh,
you guys both just barely save as the sleet and the hail is pounding down on you. You feel it kind of chilling to your bones as you're like wet now, especially from falling into the ice.
That was my third block, right?
You're like wet and cold.
Yes,
but you managed to shrug off the effects of it.
I'm out of luck.
I have one more.
Elena?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Your turn.
So I will shoot at them with Oko again, but I think I have disadvantage now because they're far away from me.
Yeah.
Even the longbow?
Yeah, the long. It's
120
feet.
Is the regular. Yeah, 150.
It's 150, and then a 600 is the long range.
I see, okay.
Wait, why did I do that?
just talked about.
Twelve.
12 still manages to hit.
Whoa. Yeah, get the.
That's 6 points of damage. No, 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Fucking roll the one.
Go ahead and make the second attack.
It's, 11.
11 hits?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. And that's 6 points of damage.
Okay, that finishes off one of them. A second one and lands in the ground. Go ahead and roll a d20.
So there's only 70 after?
73.
Oh, God. Jesus. None of them died from, like, the hail?
One.
They wouldn't be able to do anything.
Okay, Avi, make an...
I can't see that hand.
Are they making an acrobatics check?
Sorry. It's fine. The eagle's acrobatics, right?
Yeah.
Which is dex based, right?
Yeah.
Because if they don't have an actual acrobatics score,
it's just
so
their
dex. It's
just
a dex mod. 13. Oh my god.
A massive chunk of hail, like 8 times bigger than the ones that have been falling.
Oh god.
Comes down and strikes you on the wing.
Oh, shit. I don't have any points as an eagle.
Again?
I don't know.
What
the damage
is. 24.
I'm still
alive. Points of
bludgeoning
damage.
Shit.
I have 2 hit points left.
And your speed is reduced by half.
Can you bomb this over Corby?
Yeah.
Just kidding. It won't make a difference.
Your speed is reduced by half. For this round.
Okay. Is it my turn now?
Yeah, it starts at the beginning of your turn.
Dash, so I'll go 80 feet because my speed is halved, but I'm still dashing. That puts us 305. And my next dash is my last.
Fuck.
Okay, how about you roll
a couple points of exhaustion.
Roll a d20 on me.
12.
No hazard. Okay. It is their turn. They're gonna dash at you.
Cause we're still pretty far away from.
You're 2 hours away from.
Well, an hour. So they make a fourth dash, pulling the distance to 235 feet, and they gain a level of exhaustion. Which is here somewhere, so they have disadvantage on ability checks right now. And then they're going to make a d20 roll. They got a 1 again. So both of you make acrobatics checks. Elena at disadvantage on the back of Avi. Okay, you both managed to succeed again. This massive chunk of ice comes falling down towards you, and Avi, you swoop low and then pull up, and it crashes into the ice. Let's cover how high are you flying?
Stay
lower.
I just turned back into an eagle. Yeah, after falling the first time, I'd be like, well, fuck. But I don't want anything from the ground to be able to get us. Like, 30 feet in the air.
Okay. Okay. Elena?
Okay.
2d4 plus your wisdom.
7 points. And then as a bonus action, I will
okay. Roll d20. Avi, make a dexterity saving throw.
God damn it. I'm so sorry.
Dexterity.
Yeah.
13.
13?
Yep.
A pillar of ice shoots up from below you and grabs your ankle, and you are restrained. So you have to use your action to make a strength save to break out.
How tall is the pillar? If I had been flying higher, would it have been able to reach me?
30 feet tall.
So if I'd been 10 feet tall,
it would have reached you.
No matter how high.
Dang bullshit. Okay.
Well, that's how hazards.
Gonna use my action to try to get away.
Okay, make an athletics trick. Use the eagle's athletics, yeah.
Quite a bit stronger than all of me. Yeah, it's only a thing that's present. Nine
is not enough. You are restrained.
Oh, God.
That's all I can do.
Okay, roll a d20.
Now I roll a good number.
It
doesn't fucking matter.
18 is the disease again. That they.
Oh,
they're immune to it. Yeah. Okay.
So they're gonna dash.
Fuck these mother
165 from us now. Now, at two levels of exhaustion, their speed is now halved. Okay.
My turn?
Yeah. Okay, so they got a 4, which is the hailstorm that picks up in intensity. So both... There's no save for this one because you're just going through it. So you and Ave will take. That's pretty bad.
I hope it's bad because I might.
10 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm not magical anymore.
Oh my god.
She healed me 7 and I had 2 from before, so I had 9. So if it did 10 points, then.
So Elena.
Wait, we took how much? 10?
10. 10 points of bludgeoning damage. Elena falls 30 feet. Avi, you are restrained.
I'm kind so of, restrained!
You're hanging from the pillar.
I'm not strong! I'm so weak as Avi! No!
So Elena, take 8 points of falling damage, and then make a dexterity saving throw to see if you land prone.
I'm sorry I dropped you. It's okay.
Oh my god, it's a 1.
A 1? Okay, you land flat on your stomach.
I'm sorry. It's alright. I'm so sorry.
What are you doing, Elena?
Well, I stand up.
Okay.
How, like, thick is the pillar of ice?
I mean, fairly thick enough to have grabbed a giant eagle's ankle.
Can I try to break it?
Yeah, make an athletics check.
With, like, life drinker? Or
yeah.
Scorchlight? So, athletics?
Yeah.
7.
Your blade strikes it and maybe goes, like, half an inch into the ice.
I'll call up... I don't know!
No, okay. I'm gonna tell her to back away from the pillar.
Alright, I will move away from the pillar, but also away from the creature.
Okay, so you're gonna keep running forward. So you fell prone, so standing up, you can move 15 feet. Make a constitution saving throw.
This is the disease.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Constitution, but I'm me now.
Yeah. So
saving
is
throw.
Constitution
I
saving
think
throw.
I'm like so many different spots. 14.
14 is the DC. You managed to succeed. So you managed to push off the disease creeping in from the overwhelming cold. Now, Abe, you can use your action to break out.
I'm going to use my action to turn into a mammoth. Because there's no way I can break out as Abe.
Okay.
Negative one strength.
So you turn into a mammoth.
This is why I told you to back up.
The ice pillar shatters, and your mammoth form plummets 30 feet.
Sure. A mammoth has so much health.
Yeah. The mammoth takes 9 points of damage as you fall and strike the ice. Roll a percentile die for me.
Percentile.
62. The ice does not shatter as there's like these little hairline fractures that from you where the mammoth strikes. Make a dexterity saving throw with the mammoth to see if you fall prone or not.
I don't prone mammoth.
Dexterity
save.
18. The mammoth lands on its feet.
So that was my action.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop my mammoth form.
Okay.
I just needed it to get out. I'm going to run 45 feet, because Elena's 30 feet out, right? So I'll move 15 feet in front of her.
No, I'm 15 feet away from you.
You only moved 15 feet?
Because I took 15 feet to stand up.
Then I would still move 45, because I want her to be able to catch up to me with 30-foot movement next turn. So I'm going to move 30 feet in front of her. And I'm going to cast... Oh, wait, no, I can't cast anything because I cast Polymorph. I was going to cast Healing Word, but I can't, so I'm there.
Okay, roll the 20. Isolated hailstorm, so they'll take bludgeoning damage. Eleven points of damage puts them at 22 total. They each have 21 hit points. So as the hailstorm hits them again, they all shatter. All of them shatter.
Thank God.
They all have 21 hit points. The two, I rolled
they
11.
All shatter.
I rolled 11 for their damage both times. So they have 22 hit points total of damage. So they all shatter and fall.
Thank God.
I'm going to cast Mass Cure Wounds on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, Ave, are you okay?
I'm okay. I don't have any points of exhaustion.
Alexa, ask fantasy music to play Dark Forest.
That's pretty good.
Okay, you're not dead.
Four, 16 to both of us.
Okay.
And I don't have temporary hit points. Did they? Because I did them while I was a human, but then I turned into a bunch of animals. And now I'm a human again. But I still have those hit points. Those temporary hit points?
Yeah, until you rest.
Okay. Oh. You can't instead of field. And I think I had 6 points. Well, we're gonna go back and get Reese, and then we can make, like, we can either stay here and warn the others, because I don't
this point, they're probably pretty close to
waking
up, and it won't take them very long to get here. Because we're not that far out.
Yeah, there's probably an hour left for them before they wake up now.
But okay, so we're like on this sheet of whatever.
Mirror.
Is there, do we see anywhere where we can go to get off of it?
As far as the eye can see, there's mirror. But you guys don't feel the pull any longer.
Okay.
Now that you've succeeded the saving throw, you feel...
We feel like it won't happen to us again. Yeah. For the next. Okay. So I think we need to stay here, and then when they get here, we need to be here to stop them if they pull in like we did.
Mm-hmm. Should we walk back to...
Maybe walk back to
Reese.
Where the mirror starts. Oh, wait, no, we're not at Reese yet. Yeah, go to Reese.
Okay. And that's about, basically that was where the mirror starts.
Right. Okay.
He's like just on the edge of the ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
How far away is he from us at this point,
approximately? Roughly, like, 5 miles.
Okay, so we can walk that and probably be back before they get to us.
Yeah.
It won't take us that long to walk 5 miles.
You're walking a brisk pace.
Yeah, if you're hurrying.
Yeah,
like
5 miles would probably take us like
power
of an hour.
Make a constitution saving throw for me, both of you.
Eight,
16. 9. 16? Okay, I'll take
a point of... No, sorry, not 16. 26.
Well,
oh,
very
shit.
Big difference. Elena, you're fine. Avi, take a point of exhaustion.
Okay.
From the jog for 5 miles.
Does Greater Restoration get rid of exhaustion?
I think it does.
Never mind, I don't think I didn't prepare it.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
we know.
So, you guys managed to make it back to Reese,
like
and then you kind of sit and wait for the group to catch
can
up.
Can I, like, check on it? Like, hey, are you okay?
Reese, we're so sorry.
What the hell happened? We stopped moving.
Yeah, we got pulled in by the Archfey... What was his name?
Lunar, the Archfey of Frost.
The Archfey of Frost. And we almost died. But we're fine now. Everything's fine.
I'm so sorry that I dropped you.
You managed to break the pull of an archfey and come back for me?
It was a fucking shit show.
Yes!
There were ice mountains, like 70 of them that were chasing us.
I don't feel great, but
we
made it.
Transformed into an eagle to get us away so many times because I kept losing all the hit points, all the health. I missed her so. And I'm exhausted.
Well.
But we're back.
As far as I'm concerned, that is remarkable.
I'm just gonna need you to hang on for a little bit longer.
Elena, there's not much else I can do besides hold on.
Hang in there, buddy.
I'll do my best.
Alright.
Okay, now the rest of you back at the camp, as you awake from your long rest, go ahead and make charisma saving throws.
Everyone gets plus 4.
Approximate.
Do we?
Yes.
Can we approximate how long it will take them to get here?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
16.
24.
Okay.
I have such great charisma.
What'd you get?
Oh, what?
Sorry, I got you.
Ashton and Dimitri, you guys are okay.
Successful long rest, by the way.
Yeah, successful long rest. Everyone go ahead and mark that off. Briar, keep track of how many total fails you have, so that's one fail total for you.
But nothing happens.
And then roll a d8.
Okay,
hold on
1 second. Let me open up a note. A d8. That's 5.
Sense of fear creep in. You are ungodly scared. Just fully scared of everything.
Does this happen when I first wake up a few hours ago? Or does this...
Yes, it happens when you wake up. You are clouded, shrouded in fear. This immense fear will give you advantage on dexterity saving throws, but disadvantage on wisdom saving throws.
Okay.
So, disadvantage on dex.
But I'm not doing it, like, I'm not running away or anything like that.
I mean, not like...
It's not like the frightened thing?
No. You don't have the frightened condition. This is just the emotion of fear has creeped in and kind of taken over your thoughts.
Okay, so...
So you were...
While I wait for the rest to wake up, I'm going to curl up into a ball and cover myself in my cloak and just hide.
Okay.
And cry.
Ashton and Libby, as you two wake up, you feel, like I said, the kind of weight of the Feywild pressing in on you, but you manage to kind of shrug off immediate effects. Again, there's that kind of like sense that this place is like powerful and attempting to mess with you, but you're able to kind of steel yourselves and shrug that off. As you wake up, you see Briar kind of curled into the fetal position with her cloak around her.
And I'm crying.
If we look at her, is this like condition that she has, or is it just like feeling?
It's because of, well, make an arcana check, I guess.
Fuck me. Oh, well, it's fucking payback, bitch. It's a 10.
It's a 10. No, you can't really tell.
That's
hey, I'll kneel down and kind of put a hand on her shoulder. Are you okay?
No.
Do you... Oh, boy.
Briar,
What's wrong?
I don't know. I just woke up and I was really scared and I'm still really scared.
Oh, well...
Briar, I mean, we're all really scared. I get it. Like,
do
you,
can I cast something on you? Because
I don't know if she has the frightened condition.
Well, this is what Ashton would do. I was trying to play like a character. I might be able to help. Can I cast something on you? It's gonna, and I'll just kind of pet her hair. It's gonna be okay. And I will cast heroism on you. And you are immune to being frightened, and you get 4 temporary hit points.
4?
Yeah.
So the temporary hit points go to you, but this isn't the frightened condition. This is something, like, kind of deep-rooted in her emotional subconscious. This isn't a condition. This is the Feywild kind of seeping in.
Okay.
Working its mind.
Does
that
help
right
at
now.
All? Like, does it make her feel better at all?
I mean...
Like, does she stop fucking sobbing and curling?
Yeah, she probably is able to, like, move now. And now the fear is just kind of like in the back of your mind. Like as you're kind of moving through the day, there's this like, you're like really jumpy and like, it's more of a haunted house fear now instead of like an all consuming fear.
Do you like,
do
you want like some water?
I just want to go.
Okay. Well, yes. We'll get going. Just stay close to me. It'll be okay. We'll get out of here. Everything's going to be fine. I don't like this place either. Why don't we get Daryl? That's his name?
Yeah.
Daryl out, let's go. Maybe you'll feel better as a cloud. I think you're as a cloud. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
How do you get to the mirror?
How do you think the other guys are doing? Like, do you think Elena and Avi are good?
Dimitri. Which way does it go again?
North.
Okay.
Bitch, you know where we're going.
Let's just go. I'm sure they're fine. They're very capable people.
Yeah.
Avi seems like she's really got herself under control.
Okay.
Elena is very, very tough.
Yeah. I dream of Jean.
She beat me at arm wrestling. That's what it is.
It's not been 24 hours.
No,
it hasn't been.
I dream of Jean.
Nothing happens. It's not been 24. So it's been...
No, more than eight, because I've been out for a bit.
Yeah, it's been about 10 hours.
So, I dream of Jeannie.
Oh, Daryl? Do you think he's decent?
So, I mean, I've attuned to the item, right? So, I know.
So, yeah, you know that.
Did
my
sun turn into a cloud? Is it gone?
It's been 8 hours, so it's pretty
Yeah, it's been 10 hours since the genie has left you.
So, I forgot. he, Darrow may not be able to come back for another...
What a fucking dumpster fire.
14 hours, guys.
Can you message them and tell them that they need to keep going and we'll catch up?
Yeah. Okay. Let me just do
sending... Because we don't want
to let... We're so fucking stupid.
I know, I hate this. We don't ever plan it.
Should I do Elena or... You know, Avi's a little bit more balanced.
Elena might just like... Can she carry you through the message?
You know, I wouldn't put it past her.
I wouldn't put it past her.
So,
okay. Yeah,
her words hurt Ashton, okay?
I can do that. Maybe listen to
Ave? Ave. Little Snag will head north in 14 hours. Keep going. We're good.
Love you.
Love everyone.
Elena, let me just message me. And I think that we all forgot that Darrow can't come back for 14 hours, which means they cannot have their gaseous forms for 14 hours.
We can definitely overlook that.
So, yep.
You should tell them about this situation.
What do you want to do with us, though? Do you want to wait the 14 hours here for them? Do you want to go back?
You should respond to Libby before the window disappears.
Just give me an answer really fast.
That's... Rest 4 hours here and go.
Okay. Libby.
Oh, she's messaging me.
There is a lake of mirror. Will try to charm you, Archfey.
Very dangerous.
Elena wants to go. I have bigger thoughts. See you soon.
You'll catch
be
up.
Be careful.
Son.
Catch up. There's a hyphen, so it's one word.
I just don't sit here. Catch.
Yeah, basically.
No, she says ketchup.
Really
ketchup. Yeah. Yeah, ketchup, like the condiment, but he knows what it really means.
He knows.
Does ketchup exist in the... No.
I assume so.
So...
There's tomatoes.
Zafon invented it first.
Yeah. He's a genius, that man.
Dimitri's gonna, like... So, they said they're gonna head on to be careful, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Briar, why don't you check like the perimeter and just, you know, in case anything spooky is here.
Tell Noodles to do that.
Make a perception check for him.
Should be like, we can move. For a while.
Yeah, we can walk.
Like, we don't have to. We can move. We just won't be able to move
as fast. So, and they also may have mentioned a giant mirror that's going to charm us.
Oh boy. Well, that's not good.
Let's try and avoid the mirror then.
Yeah.
If we can. I mean,
honestly,
we'll
just
okay.
Look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can send Noodles ahead, like, just have him tell us how close we're getting to the mirror.
Okay, well, I think, I mean, let's start walking.
Yeah, let's just go.
And we'll, yeah.
Can Noodles be anything else?
It'll take an hour, and he can't be anything big.
Because I have a horse that I can bring out, but I don't think I can.
You don't want to what?
I don't like I could bring it out and like
help. I can teleport 1,500 feet.
Ooh.
Forward. And I can take someone with me.
But then you'd be maybe we should just walk and save that for an emergency.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that this is gonna
Yeah, I mean what's the worst that could happen?
I don't think anything bad's gonna happen. I think that we are pretty good.
I mean, we're pretty prepared.
I can make everyone a little faster if you want.
Okay, how would you do that?
I have a spell.
Ooh, what kind of spell?
I will pull out a little piece of licorice root and I will cast haste on. I can do it twice. I'll do it just on those two.
Cool.
And myself. I'll just use it all.
I'm like, what's the point if you.
No. I will do it on them and then I will summon my steed for myself and that'll put us about even pace.
You're like, give me just.
I have
a horse.
Okay, so I'm.
You guys are
super fast.
Yeah, you're.
Does your horse show up?
Yeah. So I'll cast Fine Steve as well. And my horse comes out and it's like solid gold. And it has a white, kind of silvery mane and tail, and the mane kind of shimmers and looks rainbow sometimes. Look what I can do.
It's the best I could do.
Oh my god, I didn't know you had a horse, Ashton.
Oh my gosh, have I not mentioned him?
No.
Yeah, Demetra's gonna lock eyes with Brad. No.
Well, would you like me to introduce you?
Sure.
Okay. So guys, this is Nifty, and she's really cool.
That's cute.
And she really likes carrots, and she can understand me, and we have bond, and you know, I've had her for a long time.
She disappears out of nowhere.
She's not really a horse. Don't tell her that. Mm-hmm. I don't think she knows.
How long does haste last?
Haste will last sometime. Oh, 1 minute.
Oh.
We'll just be fucking moving for a while.
Okay, let's run.
About the time that you finish introducing.
So, I'm gonna, yeah, so like, and then I'm.
You can like dash for lots of them.
I'm gonna like start running.
Okay.
And Ashton is just like pulling ahead of you.
Ashton.
Do you want me to teleport us?
I'll like slow down if they're struggling.
Should we tell? I don't think haste is working,
Briar. I think we all just walk together. We could get to know each other better.
Okay.
Oh,
God.
I'm going to...
Ashton!
Yeah, and I'll turn around. What's up?
I think something's wrong.
What do you mean?
You know, I think haste... I don't think we want to waste it, so why don't we just walk together?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to keep my horse up because she makes me feel safer.
Okay.
But I will stay with you guys, and you can ride her if you want to, if you need, like, a break from walking.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess we'll walk.
Okay, we're just beep-bopping along.
Yeah. So,
we're so stupid.
Okay, so it's going to take you 6 hours walking to get to the mirror.
And can we travel that distance?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really know how. It's
yeah, you guys just woke up, so you can travel the 6 hours to get to the mirror.
We'll take turns, I guess, riding Nifty.
Finally, I'd let you ride her.
Oh.
No, I would let you ride her too.
Yeah, so okay. We'll take turns so you don't get exhausted.
What? Your character's a noble and Ashton will let you ride.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
And Ashton will tell you guys all about Nifty and just how much he loves her.
Okay. How did you. So, why Nifty? Why is her name Nifty?
Oh. Well. So, when Anastasia gave me this ability, I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was just like, it'd be cool if I could go faster. And then, bam, she was there. And then, I was like, oh, Nifty. And then I was like, that's a pretty cool name. So, I decided to keep it.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yeah. She is really cool.
She's very comfy for a gold horse.
Thank you.
So, you said, she doesn't...
Don't. Shh.
Okay. So what's Nifty?
She's like from here. I think. I don't really know, actually. She's like a spirit.
Do you do it like that? Like a spear?
Yeah.
So she's like Noodles.
I think so. But she doesn't know.
Does Noodles know?
Well, yeah. Noodles used to be a real bird, but now he's not.
I don't think that Nifty's ever been a bird.
Shh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jesus.
This is a fucking disaster.
This is the conversation we have for 6 hours.
The same conversation.
Do we talk about anything else, or are we just... Cool.
Briar's not going to pry into you guys.
Yeah.
So, Briar, why is Noodles named Noodles?
Because he likes noodles. He likes to eat them.
Cool.
Yeah. My fiancé wanted to name him something stupid, but I decided Noodles suited him better.
You were engaged?
Yeah.
What's he like? Or she? I don't know.
Them. They.
He was really nice, but we had to break the engagement off.
No, no, no.
Wasn't a big deal.
Why?
I just point to the sword on my back.
He didn't like adventuring.
No, I'm cursed.
Right.
Oh boy.
And he needed to get married. And I couldn't do that because I had to leave. Well, it's no big deal. It was arranged, so it's not like we were in love or anything.
Oh.
I fucking love this car.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Briar.
Don't be. I'm pretty sure he is getting married in a few months. Maybe I'll get to go, or maybe we will be back in a few years.
Yeah, that's... I don't really like this place. Do you guys like this place?
No.
Can't say I'm a fan.
Nope. Don't like it.
Yeah.
This is me. But I don't like the people we've met here.
You don't like Reese?
Reese seems
or
fun.
The little pixie?
No.
You
don't like him.
You didn't like him?
He used us.
No,
right? Did I read that wrong?
No, he did.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But he did let us sleep in his house.
But
true.
That's just like he used us. Didn't he kind of owe us a little bit?
I don't think Faye feel that way.
Well, see, that just makes me uncomfortable.
I mean, Elena's Faye, and she kind of is pretty normal. You know,
she
pretty...
makes me uncomfortable, personally.
It's okay, she kind of makes me uncomfortable, too. Like in a cool, like, in a hero, you know, she's, like,
she
a hero.
She seems, like, really cool, but she also makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know
she
if I'm...
She doesn't seem like your type of person.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I don't know if I'm not comfortable around her because, like, I'm not comfortable around her, or if it's, like, she's just kind of threatened to, like, beat me up a couple times.
What?
Not in a bad... No, I mean, like, it's not in a bad... I kind of...
Don't you have, like... guards? He was prince.
He just recently became crowned prince.
Yeah. So I was not always. So. So it's a long story.
Well, we have 6 hours. Jesus.
We'll stretch this out.
Yeah.
Essentially, I'm like.
We can tell. Each of us can tell each other our backstories.
Yeah, by the time we see guys, we are the new
we
women.
Get back
we are
to
tired.
The and we've, like, taken the blood oath of each other.
Sliced our hands open.
Yeah, I say we all tell each other our backstories, and then
we
say it on the podcast.
It's like, hey.
Okay, so the three of you are traveling via foot, occasionally on a horse.
Hey,
Ave and Elena, on Nifty, my back, pardon me. Ave and Elena... Have you, what's the plan? Are you going back into the Eagle again?
After we message Libby, we are going to rest. I think.
Meditate for 4 hours. And then go again.
And then
fucking try again.
And leave our party members very far behind in this very dangerous
approaching
situation.
An archfey, which we don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we told you.
We, no, Big Mir.
No, she said
archfey. She said archfey. She said the word
archfey.
Oh, good. Dimitri didn't communicate that.
Okay, so as you rest, go ahead and take long rests, the two of you, and set off flying, and then the other three are walking towards the mirror.
I would tie myself.
So I get my exhaustion back, right?
Yeah.
I would tie myself to her again.
Okay. That's where we're gonna end episode 55.
That's already been a whole episode.
I feel like that's one of those episodes where so much happened, but at the same time, nothing.
Yeah. We literally like didn't move at all. We like.
What yeah. You did? You just stopped like, living very suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to end this episode of Dungeon Stories.
Hooray.
That's the Feywild for you guys.
This is the fucking
Fey.
I hate this place so fucking
much. You hate
I love,
this place.
I love
we're
it,
alone.
But I also hate it. Like, I love it because it's fun and unpredictable, but also, like, oh my god, it's stressful.
Well, I mean, the new Revenger squad will be tight. We're like the freshies, you know? Like, so anyways, how do you feel about the upperclassmen?
You realize that you would be the most senior.
Yeah, no, I'm like, they're
like,
about to graduate, or they're like alumni, and I'm like, oh,
you're like
God.
A junior, and your senior
yeah.
friends are graduating, and you're
I know,
top.
I'm like,
well, I know who's going to be topped off.
But by graduating, it's dying.
That's how it works in this group.
That's not fun.
All right, well, everyone,
Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot. We will see you next week to pick up on this odyssey across the Gloaming Court.
Ooh.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.